When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 20th edition. 2 weeks of the regular season left to go. Everybody had a great weekend. Lots of great football. College was awesome on Saturday. Great Sunday of football yet again. Finished off with a primetime spectacle between the Chiefs and the Ravens. So a lot of fun on the gridiron. But we go back to the diamond, which was busy as heck as usual over the weekend as well. Lots going on there. Playoff races continuing on. And just more and more tasty goodness. Good seeing some nice screenshots over the weekend of some guys winning some nice cash thanks to help from this show and other stuff. So I truly do appreciate you guys and glad you're doing well. If you guys need any help, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Join me in the Free Fantasy DGens Discord. I'll be over there as well helping people out. If you could check out, give a rate and review to MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. If you'd like to see my written content, it's at rotoballer.com, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article, Tuesday, Thursday, the free DraftKings picks. To become a premium member, use promo code Bubba for an extra 10% off the package of your choice. Last but not least, use Prize Picks. Check out Prize Picks if you're new to Prize Picks. Download the app and use promo code Bubba when you create your account to get a free first-time deposit bonus up to $100. You will not regret it. Lots and lots of fun. We'll have a few to play off of this slate that I guarantee you'll be looking at yet again because there's some pitchers we love in some great spots that we're going to take some strikeout props over that dominated it last time out. So get ready for that one as we boogaloo down that road. All right, Monday, 7-game slate to get things popping for you. It's a pretty good one. Some decent pitching, but some pretty easy pitching. If you're a regular listener to the show, you should know who we're going to be targeting. So let's kick things off. Robbie Ray, 10-2 at the Tampa Bay Rays. Coming off a great outing yet again by Robbie Ray. 7 innings, 1 earned, 13 Ks against Tampa Bay. You know, even when he gives up runs, it's 8-plus strikeouts for 6 straight starts for 7 of his last 9. He has double-digit Ks in 5 of his last 6, 30 points or more in 5 of his last 6. The dude's ridiculous. Just dealt versus Tampa Bay. A Tampa Bay team is striking out a ton right now. Only 22.3% of the time versus lefties, but watching that Robbie Ray start, it was absolutely a thing of beauty watching him carve them up. It's awesome. They're hitting 280 with a 207 ISO and a 127 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching in the past month. But Robbie Ray is just not your normal left-handed pitcher. He's absolutely dominating. So if you want to pay up for a pitcher, it's Robbie Ray. You got Framber Valdez, who was scratched from his last start. He's supposed to start on Monday. He's coming off a couple rocky starts. Does get the Angels, which is a great place to go. Striking out 21% of the time, hitting 222 with an 88 WRC plus versus lefties. I'd rather play Robbie Ray. That'd be my thoughts there. If you want to go Framber, you can. I'm still passing on Freddie Peralta. He was good his last time out, but he's got to be super efficient. That's what I keep saying. Put up 29. Prior to that, 11 and 0.9. He threw 71 pitches last time. He's thrown 53, 81, 71. They're not letting him go deep unless he's super, super efficient. And he gets a St. Louis Cardinals team that'll work the count from time to time. And they're also they are striking out 24% of the time now, which is great. That's shifted over the last month. Hitting 236 versus right-handed pitching with a 94 WRC plus. So if I knew Freddie was a full go, I'd be all aboard the train. He'd also be priced up most likely. So if you want to take the chances in tournaments, sure, I'm going to pass again going up to Robert Ray, or I'll take $100 savings off of Freddie Peralta and we'll go with a little Huascar Yanoa at the Arizona Diamondbacks. What Huascar does so well is get them strikeouts, 7 or more Ks in back-to-back starts, 5 or more in 4 of his last 5. Since he came off the IL, he has struck out 4 or more in every single start, and he's put up 17 or more points in 4 of his 6 starts coming off a gym against Colorado. Only went 4 2/3, but 2 earned, 8 Ks. Prior to that, Washington 5 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks. If the strikeouts are there, I don't care. He's $9,100. The ceiling probably isn't great with Huascar Yanoa, but he is placing a Diamondbacks team. Striking out 25% of the time versus righties, only hitting 215 with a 137 ISO and a 69 WRC plus. Arizona is a team we want to attack early and often. I'm looking forward to seeing what Yanoa's strikeout prop is. I'm guessing it's around 5.5, which will make us think. I lean the over right now. If it's anything 5 or less, we definitely go over on Yanoa's strikeout prop. So we'll be discussing that in the Fantasy Degens Discord. But he's one of the ones. There's a few other guys on this slate that will be attacking the over on the strikeout department. And Ray's always in question. But Yanoa against this D-backs team is very much a play, a nice tournament play at 9,100. Another guy we'll take a strikeout props for, and hopefully it's around 6 or less, is Nestor Cortez, $8,600 at home against the Texas Rangers, a team we know we can target all the time. Yeah, Cortez has got 11, 5, 7, 4, 7, 7. Those are his strikeout totals over his last six games. Absolutely filthy. 16 or more points in 5 of those 6, 20 or more in 4 of those 6. He goes 5 or more innings in pretty much every start and 2 or more less than all but 1 of those starts. He's $8,600 going up against Texas. Like I said, a team striking out 21% of the time versus lefties. It's been better of late. I'll give them that. But still, they're only hitting 210 with a 108 ISO and a 68 WRC plus. So he can attack Texas early and often, especially with left-handed pitching. So give me some Nestor Cortez. Love him at $8,600. We'll keep riding that train in a big, big way. After that, though, there's only a couple here. It's pretty simple. Like, a lot of people are going to go to Shane Baz against Toronto. I'll pass. What I will be on, though, which hopefully I think a lot of people will be on too, is Ranger Suarez. Ranger Suarez, $6,500 against Baltimore, is just stupid. Really stupid. We talked about Ranger last time. We were all over him. He's got 5 straight starts of 5 or more innings, 2 runs or less in each start, and 5 or more Ks in each start. He's got 19.8 or more points in all 5 starts. He's $6,500. This is just dumb. And it gets better because he's facing Baltimore, who strikes out 25% of the time versus lefties, hitting 271 with a 177 ISO and a 115 WRC+. So we know with Baltimore, when they make contact versus lefties, it's usually powerful. Problem is they don't make a lot of contacts. We saw Jomo strike out a ton. We saw Cortez strike out a ton last week. It's just lefties can strike them out in bunches. And Ranger Suarez is in a really, really good spot, and he's a discounted at $6,500. So pretty much for me, my pitching: Robbie Ray, Cortez, Suarez, that's my three. If you want to throw in Huascar Yanoa, I got no problem with that. But it's pretty much just Ray, Cortez, Suarez for me. That's where I'm sitting out. The one guy I know I'll get a ton of questions on is Sean Manaea. I usually don't play Sean Manaea, and he's facing Seattle, who strikes out just a little less than 20% of the time versus lefties the past month, hitting 255, 151 ISO, 105 WRC+. If you want to go Manaea, I get it. He's $8,900, kind of a bit of savings. I'd rather have Nestor Cortez. So Ray, Cortez, Suarez are my big three. If you want to sprinkle in a Huascar Yanoa, no problem with you going that direction as well. Let's go to the bats on this 7-game slate. Catcher's position for you. We got Mike Zunino. If you aren't using Robert Ray, he's $4,700 because he crushes left-handed pitching. Super contrarian play. Same with JT Realmuto at 44, like him against John Means. If you want to save a little bit of cash there, no problem with that. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K. Yadier Molina continues to swing well. He's 35 versus Peralta, so it's risky, but see if he plays. If you're not using Ranger Suarez, Pedro Severino hits lefties well. He's 3,300. So he'd be a guy to have circled also. But going below 3K, Max Stassi's back. He's $2,800 versus Valdez. That could be a nice contrarian play. Martin Maldonado's only 23 versus Barilla. That's a phenomenal punt play. And then check lineups for the rest. Like, if you just want a punt catcher, it's Maldonado unless someone else comes out in the lineups on Monday. First base position on this slate, you're going to have a ton because Shane Baz is a beast. He's pitched great in the minors. Making his debut against Toronto is not the easiest thing to do. So stacking Toronto could be fun. Guerrero's always in play, Bonito. But if you want to go cheaper, it's crazy. Ty France is up to 53. Like, I like attacking Sean Manaea. It's hard to stomach paying 53 for Ty France. I'll be 100% on it, especially when you get Freddie Freeman at $5,200 versus Mejia for Arizona. Like, I love that Freeman play at 52. I'd be all over that kind of situation. If you're not using Ranger Suarez, Ryan Mountcastle had a couple more home runs over the weekend. He's 47 versus Ranger Suarez, and he's been crushing it as well. So don't mind Mountcastle in that one. Going cheaper, though, you got Goldie versus Peralta if you want to be interesting. I mentioned Realmuto already, but Yuli Gurriel is only 41 versus Jaime Barilla. That's a nice little price tag there. Anthony Rizzo, man, can he just get going? That'd be really nice if he could. He hasn't done much lately. I'll tell you that much. Hit safely in 3 of his last 5 games, 6 or more points in those 3 games. Not crushing it, though, but he's $3,800 versus AJ Alexi, so it's an angle. I'll give you that if you want to get some Yankees action. Yankees should be popular yet again in a pretty favorable matchup, so Rizzo at 38, decent piece of that pie. Luke Voit at 33, prefer him versus lefties over righties, but still a nice piece of the Yankees for nice and cheap if he checks the lineup. If you are full fading Robbie Ray, Jordan Luplow is 3K. We love him versus lefties. So that's an angle because Ray could be super popular. So stacking against him, always an angle. Second base position on this slate, Altuve at 57 is fine. Marcus Semien at 54 is fine. But like Ketel Marte at 53 versus Yanoa, it's interesting if you're not using Huascar. I could see it. But Ozzie Albies at 48, the Braves are kind of too cheap for me on this slate against Mejia. Mejia really is not that good. Like let's have a little fun with our buddy Mejia here. Let's look him up on Fangraphs and see how he's been doing, because earlier this year we were attacking him a lot. Then he went down to the kind of the minors for a bit. Let's see what we got for Mr. Mejia. There's a few Mejias here, so let me get the right one for you. We'll do this a lot easier way. Let's go to Roster Resource, and we'll check in on the D-backs for their Mejia, which is the one and only. He's not even on their freaking Roster Resource. This is outstanding. Oh, man, this is good radio, folks. Good radio. So let's do this the hard way then. Let's just go click on Mejia's name. Starts with an H. Humberto Mejia. That's what I thought. So let's go to Humberto Mejia of the D-backs, who's a two-year player here. All right. So far on this wonderful season, he made two starts for the D-backs back in August. He allowed six runs over 11 innings, including two home runs, 10 strikeouts, not too shabby. You go through the minor leagues of late, two runs, giving up a home run pretty much every game, going five or six. And he's been decent. I'll give him that. Been decent, but looks like he's quite hittable because not a ton of strikeouts in those matchups. So these Braves are going to be very, very intriguing on this slate. So after that, Ozzie Albies at 48, like we talked about, some cheaper ones. Gene Segura versus John Means at 45 is interesting. Segura had a double dong over the weekend. Josh Harrison's only 44 versus Tyler Anderson. Nice little lefty matchup for him there. So he's a nice play for you. Gleyber Torres, man, he's still so cheap. Like he's hit 289 over his last 10 games. He's hit safely in like six straight games. He's hit nine of his last 10. Just not lighting the world on fire, but he's 3,200 if you want like a cheap cash game guy with always GPP ceiling. Torres at 32, he's second base shortstop eligible for the Yankees. He'd be a decent discount. David Fletcher at 31 if you're fading Framber. Nick Solak's 29 if you're fading Cortez. I could see those as potential angles for you. Jed Lowry's down to $2,800. The mighty has fallen right there. But other than that, not too much. Third base position for you. You got Eduardo Escobar went deep again over the weekend. He's $5,100. Good look there versus Woodford. Woodford's a good young arm. He's limited the damage. I like the kid, but a good Escobar play at 51 is never too shabby. You got Arenado. You got Chapman at 45 is a great play versus Tyler Anderson. Value wise, you got Josh Harrison as well. But again, the Braves, Austin Riley's $4,300. Alex Bregman's 42 versus Barria. Those are too cheap. Too cheap right there. Those are two really, really good plays at their price points. Other than that, I just play one of those two guys if you're not paying up higher than them, because there's not a ton of value down below. Shortstop, you got Bichette at 53. He's always worth a look. I can't believe Luis Urias is the most expensive shortstop on this slate. That is banana lands. But Bichette, you got Carlos Correa is only 44. Don't mind that. Josh Rojas is 41 if you're fading Yanoa. But Dansby Swanson, $3,800. The Braves are cheap. Gleyber Torres at 32, not too shabby as well. Like we talked about, a second base shortstop eligible. Other than that, Elvis Andrus is kind of hitting of late, but not in love with it. I'd rather have Edmundo Sosa at 25 and in his situation if I want to just punt the shortstop position. Outfield for you to wrap her up here. Cruz, if you're fading Ray, sure, but Bryce Harper's been fuego. He's 6K. Keep running that one out there. Haniger is swinging a hot stick. He's 57 versus Manaea. You got Marte at 55. Ketel Marte is at 53. Aaron Judge at 52. Jordan Alvarez at 51. So a lot of great plays here. 5K and above. I like Jordan at 51 and Harper at 6. He's just always in play for me. So I take those two guys right now, but you can make cases for all of them. If you're stacking the A's, Mark Canha at 47 is not too shabby. But again, if you're not using Ranger Suarez, you said Malone's at 44 is in play for you. A lefty-lefty matchup will scare people away, which I like. You got Tyler O'Neill if you're fading Peralta at 42. Because remember, you're not just fading Peralta, you're getting extra bullpen. So it's kind of a catch-22. Can they maybe get to him early, or can they get to the bullpen? That's what you're playing in that gamble. Below 4K now, Jorge Soler's 37. Adam Duvall's 41. Duvall went deep on Sunday off of Discofani, so he's not a bad play at $4,100. Another cheap Atlanta Brave. McCutcheon's 35 if you're stacking Philadelphia versus Means, and most of them outside of Harper are quite affordable. If you're not, if no Suarez, Austin Hayes has been mashing it, absolutely destroying baseballs. He's $3,200 for Suarez. Lourdes Gurriel's only 32 versus Shane Baz, which is outstanding. Jared Kelenic is straight fuego right now. He's 31 hundo. Went deep went deep again on Sunday. That gives him three homers in his last three games. He's got 15. He's got 32 or more points in two of his last three, 15 or more in three of his last four. So Kelenic at 31, pretty good. Dylan Carlson's 29. He's been swinging it pretty decent of late as well. A few other guys down here for you below the 3K range. Chad Pender versus the lefty Anderson at 26 is a good value on the slate. Eddie Rosario hit for the cycle on Sunday on only five total pitches. He's $2,500 against Mejia. That's a very good value. DJ Peters at 25 is not bad if you're not using Nestor Cortez. A couple other guys down here. Jose Rojas, he's second base outfield eligible for the Angels. He's $2,400. Been swinging it pretty well for a punt play. I don't hate it, but it is Framber Valdez he's facing. Brett Gardner has been leading off a lot for the Yankees. He's $2,200, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal price point for a guy that might be leading off for the New York Yankees. So that's a pretty good spot there at $2,200. And then other than that, nothing really standing out at this point in time, but just wait. Lineups will come out and make things go on. That Gardner price at 22. Oh, Jose Siri, if he's in the Houston lineup, he's 2K versus Barria. That's outstanding. That's a great price point. So Siri at 2K and Brett Gardner at 22 are two of the better values on this slate. All right, recapping the pitching real quick on this 10-game slate for you. My main guys, Robbie Ray, Nestor Cortez, Ranger Suarez. That's my big three. I don't mind who Oscar you know if you need to. I don't mind it, but big three, Ray, Cortez, Suarez. That's where I'm going. And if you're stacking things up on this slate, I like me some Philly bats versus John Means. I like that one quite a bit. The Yankees are fine if you want versus Alexi. I totally get that as well. Going farther out, the St. Louis one's interesting if you want to fade Peralta. I'm not in love with it, though. Like Houston a lot in their matchup versus Barria. Atlanta's way too cheap for Arizona. I like that one as well. And then Oakland going up against Alexander. So Atlanta will be my favorite one. I think they'll be popular. But Atlanta and Philadelphia are like my top two stacks with Houston behind. My kind of contrarian look, it could be Toronto because Baz might be more popular than he should be. If not for Toronto, give me some Oakland and Oakland bats as my contrarian, and St. Louis is my massive contrarian play. So we'll see how that all plays out. But hey, quick, easy 7-game slate in the books for you on a Monday. Again, hope you guys had a great weekend. Wild, wild Sunday of football in the books. Wild weekend of baseball. I got 2 weeks of baseball left for you. So get ready for the fun there. Again, check me out on Twitter at BDEntrick. Join me in the Fantasy Degens Discord channel. It's free. Go check out prizepicks.com. We're going to take the over most likely on the Cortez over, Ranger Suarez over, both strikeout props. And we'll check out a couple others. Dylan Peters is not in play because Pittsburgh is not on the slate, James. Sorry. He is in play if you're playing the slate that has Dylan Peters on it. I love Dylan Peters. I grabbed him in all of my leagues. So two starts this week. Big Dylan Peters fan. He's just not on the main slate, so he's not in play tonight. But again, if you guys check out prizepicks.com, use promo code Bubba when you create your account for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Become a premium member at rotoballer.com as well, using promo code Bubba for 10% off over there. If you guys give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. Helps me out a ton. But for now, everybody, MLB DFS Quick Hits in the books. This was your September 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.